and that not only those who have been in residence school have the residual effect of the residence school problem that stem from there, that carries on to the next problem, because those who have been have a bad experience in residence school, in anger or for excuse at times, turn into alcohol or turn into other stuff in their families, and therefore cause their children to suffer, and their children in turn get abused by the next generation. She was saying that, you know, in her time, in 1940, thereabout, she went to school, and the people she talks to and those that she involved with were in that period, where it's just teenagers, and now that our grandparents today, their grandchildren also feel the effect of the residence school. And for that reason, they have been abused by their families because their parents been drinking and all that. It tells a story about a person that when they were small, that they have seen their parents having drinking problem, and that they had always have also well looked after, even they had that, even they were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing that she thought it was a very good thing to, I mean, which is not actually so bad about whether a person is drinking. And those people were drinking, they were having problem with their residence school experience. And their children talk about it because we didn't mind, because even though if you were drinking together, you always feed us well, and we never get hungry. And that is, she mentioned about that a good part of things that a strong sense of understanding things goes by the young people. Mm-hmm. They don't actually have to blame a residence school for their problem they experienced, even though they saw mm-hmm. their own parents having a bad effect to their experience in residence school. That was one thing that I myself thought it was a very good way to express what she saw. But to answer my question, I tried to ask her again to get back to the question of, was the shamanism, your Muskegon traditional activities, was it the religion? Was it considered the religion? Again, she didn't answer directly. But she says, if it was a religion, they wouldn't have to use it against each other. They wouldn't hurt with each other with it. But having reports in that and passed down to us, I personally don't think cannot say it's a religion. And that was most of the things she was talking about. And then our interview come to an end.